buddy Bill Buckmaster, trying to keep a big smile on my face as I posted on Facebook. As far as I can tell, Tom Fairbanks, the sun did come up today, didn't it? It might have been a little hard to determine.
I don't know, because I couldn't see it.
Yeah, it was sort of overcast and all of that stuff. So
sometimes it seems the things we can't see worry us the most.
Yeah, and I put that on my Facebook page to see if someone would disagree. There's always going to be somebody that would disagree with just about anything right now with social media.
The dragon you know is not as scary as the dragon you don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, here we are. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, March the 12th, 2020. We are broadcasting from the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studios on 1030 Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Have all of our podcasts available 24/7. At buckmastershow.com. We have the interview with Dr. Carmona that we did yesterday. He took a very level-headed, measured approach to this situation with the coronavirus. I urge everybody, give it a listen. It's about a 20-minute interview. I even did at the end of the interview, I said, in 90 seconds, give us your recap. So if you want to go to my Facebook page, and if you want to invest 90 seconds, listen to just that portion of the interview with his recap. Richard Elias is with me in studio, Pima County Supervisor. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. I'm just glad to be here with you, and it's been a rainy week, but
a rainy week.
Pretty good for the
next half hour. We're not going to talk about what's on the county agenda. We're just going to talk about this. And, of course, everybody knows what this is. It's on everybody's mind. Totally consuming people like I have never seen in 52 years in the news business. Tom, how long have you been in the radio business, media business?
Boy. I got into it in the 60s.
Well, what is your opinion? Do you second my conclusion that you've never seen anything like it?
It's turning out to be as scary, if not more so, than 2008 when we had all that.
The big drop in October of 1987.
With the oil companies.
The day where the market lost over 20%.
Yeah.
Looks like today could be on track to duplicate that. When you start getting into the 30 to 40% area of people's life savings, and believe me, I'm in that category.
There are more than one. There's more than one aspect to this thing that is scaring people. And the stock market is probably one of the biggest.
Yeah. What do you think, Richard?
Well, you know,
I think the
truth is going to be that when we stand back and look at this, the social and economic costs are going to far outweigh the public health dangers that we faced as a nation, as a world.
Mm-hmm.
And we should all be aware of that and do our best to make sure that we don't destroy the economy and the situation and the lives that we have. Ultimately, that's going to initially affect the most vulnerable, poor people, old people.
They're not going to get services. There's not going to be any money. You've got the city today announcing they're closing all of the senior centers here in Arizona or in the city of Tucson. The city could really take a big hit financially on this, couldn't it, Richard?
They are completely dependent on sales tax.
Yep.
And so we need to be thoughtful about that and try and continue living our lives and doing practical smart measures to keep ourselves healthy.
Like washing your hands.
Simple.
As I said with Dr. Carmona, I see this image that they have shown that the health professionals show. Here on the left side of your screen is what happens when you just use hand sanitizer. And here is what happens on your other hand when you wash your hands for 20 seconds aggressively. Guess what? The hand that was washed No sign of bacteria, nothing. Right. The hand that has the hand sanitizer, about 20% still lives on.
Right.
So that's folks, exactly this right. run on the hand sanitizers. Right. I mean, I guess it makes people feel better, some kind of security to have the hand sanitizers and enough toilet paper for now until Christmas stocked up. Anyway, I want to open the phone lines up because this is a real free form half hour here with Richard Elias, Tom Fairbanks, my producer. I want to hear what folks say about this 790-2040. I also posted on Facebook today that panic begets panic. And I got hammered from somebody saying panic is good, Richard Elias.
No.
It makes us act.
No, that's not good at all. We want practical, reasonable solutions that work for everybody. Panic does not help anybody in this situation. Please, folks, be thoughtful about it. We can be concerned. We can be worried. We can be thoughtful about our loved ones. But panic, that is not something that's going to help us in this situation at all.
And you are the chairman of the Pima County Supervisors. You represent, well, you've got a huge payroll, 7,000 workers approximately. All in all, state workers or government workers are a huge part of this payroll in this county. If they stop spending, we've got real problems here.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Probably 20,000 people. 21,000 people work for government here in Tucson.
The University of Arizona joining other campuses, deciding we're going to go as much as possible online. Let's go to, speaking of the live line, here's Ingrid. Ingrid, what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, I think Mr. Elias and I probably are on the same wavelength. I think he believes that perhaps at the national level we've gone overboard. With all the halting of the traveling and so forth, and closing down certain kinds of stores internationally, Italy is a disaster area. I would have liked to see more talk at the earliest of trying to find a vaccine for this. And in the interim, have some customized face masks that deal with the ingo and the income of microorganisms that cause trouble, such as what's going on right now. We need more manufacturing of those kinds of things. And old people, the elderly, such as myself, probably would do well not to to go out too much, and if they feel any kind of symptoms, stay home. The kids have to go to school. They're closing down schools all over. Kinds of all the athletics. This is ridiculous.
Yes, it is. And Ingrid, I agree. Why are we closing schools when the numbers show 2% of the cases involve people under 19?
Right.
Why are we closing the schools?
Children are not getting sick. Exactly.
That's right.
And then if you close down the schools, then where are they?
Yeah.
They're out in the population and other people, probably at a greater risk of getting sick than being at school. The other thing I'd suggest to you is that we have thousands and thousands and thousands of children here in Pima County, in Tucson particularly, who depend on school for two of their meals every day, breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Without those meals, those kids are going hungry. And that is not a joke. Food security is a very big issue amongst our youth and amongst our school-age children. Again, you cut your nose to spite your face. Not good thinking. And Ingrid, you're right also about being smart with our elders. If you're sick, don't go visit.
That's right.
You know, and help them.
Have some kind of exterior protection. There must be this sort of thing available. I know it's that they're running out of it in the hospitals for the surgeons, for instance. Well, we simply have to make more of it, and we have to have more of everything manufactured in our own country.
I agree.
Everything from China, and we're even selling them our real estate, and they're going to take over everything.
All right,
you know,
Ingrid. I think we agree with you on that one about the pipeline. We brought that up in our interview with Dr. Carmona. 97% of our antibiotics in this country come from China. I think overall it's about 70 to 75% of all of our drugs are coming from China. So when the dust finally settles on this, this may be a case where people are going to say, look, the supply chain can't go like that. So let's take a break right here, 790-2040. How about some good news? How about going out to lunch right now at Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise? They're open right now for lunch. They do a great job there. Also, they're open every morning at 6:30 for breakfast. Mona'sDanishBakery.com is their website. There's also a link at BuckmasterShow.com for all of our sponsors. We have to continue, Richard Elias, to not freak out to the point of here where we're not going out, we're not supporting our local businesses.
Yeah.
We start doing that, local businesses are not going to be here.
They will disappear.
This radio show will disappear if we do not have local businesses supporting it.
That's right.
So this is a crucial time to not cut back and not go to your local businesses. Please continue to support these people. 790-2040. If you have a comment, it is the Buckmaster Show on Thursday. By the way, coming up tomorrow, University of Arizona Professor of Communication, Dr. Kate Kensky. Believe me, folks, they will be teaching the messaging that is coming out of the Great Panic of 2020 in classes like at the University of Arizona, the communication class. This will be taught for years to come, what is going on right now in this country. We will be right back.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com. Biosphere 2's new ocean tour takes you behind the scenes of the largest experimental ocean in the world, researching solutions for the global coral reef crisis. Other exciting tours include the amazing 30-year history, a family tour for families with kids 10 and under, and the inspiring Under the Glass tour, one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. Visit UA Biosphere 2 today. Explore the future. Online giving for coral reef research and information about tours and more at biosphere2.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion is presented by our friends at Green Things. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Green Things, 50 years and growing, a beautiful outdoors location. They are doing such beautiful job on their 13-acre site, everything you want for your garden. And they've got Zocalo, which is all that great merchandise from all over Latin America, the Talavera pottery, beautiful handmade things. GreenThingsAZ.com is the website. GreenThingsAZ.com. So you got GreenThingsAZ.com and ZocaloVillage.com. Richard Elias is here. Mr. Elias is the chairman of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. I've got in front of me a news story about several counties in California. Your counterpart, Richard, the chairman of these counties, Sacramento County and several others, announcing today, basically, if you are not exhibiting symptoms, there will be no 14-day quarantines for any of these county employees. Bottom line, Richard Elias, these counties cannot afford to have all of these people out of work.
Well, it's not good for us, and it's certainly not good for services that are vital to people's health and other things. All of that is an important work. It doesn't just go away. So we can't let our paranoia take over. If our symptoms are real, if there's a problem, okay, see your doctor.
But if you're not exhibiting symptoms,
don't stay home. There's no reason to do that.
All right, Richard is first, 790-2040. Richard, go ahead.
Bill, you know, this is a time that absolutely cries out for leadership. We need Pima County authorities to be visual on a daily basis right now. We need to know that they're working with retailers in the county to calibrate supplies, that we don't have runs on products. We need to know if Richard and county authorities are working with hospitals to secure tents to triage victims when we overflow from the hospitals. We need to know, Bill, what the county officials and city officials are doing. We need vigorous and visual leadership. And right now, at the moment, I think we have a void.
All right. I think Richard brings up some good points there.
Well, Richard, what I would say to you is that every day at 10 o'clock on our website, our chief medical officer or the head of our health department submits a video so that everybody has up-to-date information in terms of what we're doing with the health department and coordinating with businesses and hospitals, what's going on. You can get that at our website, pima.gov. You can get that at our Facebook site as well. That's reliable information, updated every 24 hours. Now is not the time for politicians who have big ideas to be talking. Now is the time for experts, medical experts, science experts, to offer their opinions and talk about what we're doing, to work together with businesses and local government and everybody to make sure that we're all on the same page with the same information. So I agree with you.
Let's go to Barbara, 790-2040. We can take a couple of more calls here before the break. Go ahead, Barbara.
Good afternoon, Mr. Buckmaster and Mr. Elias. And I would love to expound, but it would take 20 or 30 minutes. So I'm going to be short and sweet, which is hard. But the situation has become ridiculous. And it's so simple. We're our own worst enemy. So that's all I really have to say.
We are our own worst enemy. And I think you're right.
In everything, we usually are our own worst enemy. Unfortunate, but true. We're human.
Here is the Buckmaster theory about why we love bad news. Why not throw it out there? Everybody else has an opinion. I'll give you mine. We are hardwired people. This goes back to when we were in the caves and there was bad news all around us. We are hardwired to accept bad news quickly. Good news is a different animal. What do you think to that, Barbara?
I have to disagree.
Okay.
Because I'm a positive person. I look at, there's something good that comes out of everything.
Right.
But you have to have a change of heart, have to have a change of mind, you have to have faith. I used to listen to Dennis Prager, and one of the things, and this is a religious thing, but he said, God wants us to be happy, mm-hmm. but we can only decide that. We can only make our own decisions and look in the mirror in the morning and say, what can I make positive out of what just happened?
Yep.
So I don't look at the negative. I'm a really positive person, and I'm elderly. I'm older than you, I think. So moving toward that 75-year age. So, but I have a really different attitude, I guess. I always have had. My husband says I'm a goody two-shoes. So
okay.
If that says anything. Thank you very much.
Nothing wrong with that, Barbara.
Call.
Thanks, Barbara.
You keep being
Thank
positive.
You,
I think that's important.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I think we
all need to try to be as positive as possible.
I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
But part of being positive is getting that reliable information
mm-hmm.
and practical information that's out there. And using it
mm-hmm.
thoughtfully in all our actions. That is much better for us than getting hysterical, than panicking, than destroying our economy in ways that it will not come back.
No.
I think about my father's small printing shop. Had this happened while he was alive, old Pueblo printers would have ceased operations.
Mm-hmm.
It would have lost it.
Yeah.
And that's the terrible thing, because there's ripple effects to all of that. If Bill Buckmaster's not here, there's a ripple effect in the lack of information that goes out to the public
right.
that's reliable.
Right.
If Albert Elias wasn't there, there was a ripple effect to his customers and those churches and those unions and those nonprofits that he worked with to try and help them succeed. We need to be smart. Wash your hands. If you're sick, stay home. Take care of your elders. Be thoughtful, be respectful of that. All of those things are practical things that we can do every day in every single way. But let me say something else to you too, because I think this is just as important. Right now, I think it's important for us to be good-natured
mm-hmm.
and to give people a little bit of a break. Hold the door open for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Smile at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Say good afternoon. Say
mm-hmm.
good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on going. Do your business. Keep on doing the things that we do as human beings. But be a little nicer. Be a little more respectful. That would help us all in reducing the amount of panic, reducing the amount of hysterical reactions that we have towards each other's as humans.
Because this stress, Richard and Tom Fairbanks on the other side of the glass, this is not healthy.
No.
Stress is a killer, Tom. It really is.
I know. You're talking to the choir here, or preaching to the choir. Stress.
Really,
it's strange, too. For the longest time, medical science did not think that stress was that much of a problem for people. But over the years, we have found out that it is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking to a guy that almost died once of a bleeding ulcer at the age of 21. But that's another story. That was my 50-year anniversary of that was February 1st when I thank God survived. But stress is it's a big issue. A quick question on Facebook. Someone's worried about St. Patrick's Day parade, Richard Elias. It's still on.
It's still on as of today, and I think it's going to be a good time. I suggest everybody go out there and enjoy the parade. The weather's supposed to clear up this weekend. Should be nice. And
it's an open-air event.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to have a little extra space between each other, fine. Put it there. But get out. Enjoy. Have a good time.
And the updates are every morning at 10 o'clock on your website.
Yes, Pima.gov.
Pima.gov for more information about what Pima County is doing. And thank goodness we've only had one positive case here in Pima County. And folks, the world, the sky, it's not ending. There are states that have not had a case reported yet. Places like Idaho. I think another one, maybe West Virginia. So I think there's
Wyoming.
So there's a handful of cases that, there are a handful of states with no cases. So anyway, Richard Elias, thanks for visiting with us.
Bill, I always enjoy being here with you, and these crucial moments in life, we need to be strong and be together and show our better nature and put our best foot forward with the quality information from science people. That is reliable for all of us.
There you go. All right. We'll take our break right here. CBS will have an update. Then we'll hear from the Buckmaster Show sponsors, and we will be right back.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hey, it's Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
And this is Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
Matt, did you hear that Travel and Leisure magazine just ranked the Douro Valley as a top 50 spot for world travel?
Yes, so how about Portugal and Spain for my next culinary and cocktail cruise?
Let's do it on the Douro River aboard the new Ama Douro ship from Ama Waterways.
I'll need a chef's table dinner, winery tours, and other private excursions.
Matt, consider it done.
Thanks, Ryan. Portugal and Spain, here we come. Go to bvtravel.com to learn more.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Biosphere 2's new ocean tour takes you behind the scenes of the largest experimental ocean in the world, researching solutions for the global coral reef crisis. Other exciting tours include the amazing 30-year history, a family tour for families with kids 10 and under, and the inspiring Under the Glass tour, one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. Visit UA Biosphere 2 today. Explore the future. Online giving for coral reef research and information about tours and more at biosphere2.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
It's time for the CEO interview series on The Buckmaster Show, presented by Sun Corridor, Inc., representing one of the most dynamic and growing major business centers in North America. Sun Corridor, Inc. is a CEO-driven regional alliance whose members aggressively champion mega-regional issues that impact economic competitiveness and quality of life. The organization has helped to drive significant business investment into the Tucson and Southern Arizona region through primary job creation, resulting in an economic impact of $29.5 billion, with 173 company locates and expansions, supporting nearly 51,000 jobs. For more information, visit suncorridorinc.com.
And joining us now on the Buckmaster Show Live Line, Steve Zylstra, President and CEO of the Arizona Technology Council. Steve assumed that role back in 2007. Mr. Zylstra is a member of the Sun Corridor Board of Directors. Steve, how are you?
I'm terrific. It's been a long time since I've been on this show, so it's exciting to be back.
Boy, how many? It's been, as you said,
I want to say 10 years. Has it been that long?
I don't remember. I think we had you perhaps when I had the television show over on Channel 6, and then I think we had you early on in the radio show as well. But anyway, it's good to reconnect with you. Tell our listeners, Steve, how the mission is going. What is the Arizona Technology Council?
Well, first of all, our mission is to promote, advocate, educate, inform, and connect our members and their enterprise. We really exist for one reason, and that's to help our members succeed at what they do. Our members are essentially technology companies throughout the state. We have about 225 to 250 members in the Tucson, Southern Arizona area. We have an office in Tucson that's run by Jeff Sales. And, you know, our members receive all kinds of benefits. They get to attend events either free or at a lower cost than non-members. We negotiate lower cost products and services on their behalf. We have an association health plan to provide insurance benefits. We have a multiple employer plan, 401k, to provide retirement programs for our members. And even if you had four employees, you could have a legitimate 401k for your employees. So lots of things that we do, programs and events, research. We have a magazine called Tech Connect, a monthly newsletter called Tech Talk. So a full service trade association supporting the tech industry statewide.
How are we doing in Arizona when it comes to technology when you compare us to other states, Steve?
Well, we're booming. I've been here since 84, and the tech industry has never been as robust. Whether you're talking about startups, expansion of existing tech-based companies, or the attraction of new companies by Sun Corridor and GPEC and the ACA, we've never seen this level of activity. We do a technology industry impact report on a quarterly basis, and believe it or not, there are now over 9,000 technology companies across Arizona.
How many people are working, do you think, in that industry in Arizona? If you've got 9,000, you say, companies that are involved with tech, what do you think that translates, Steve, into the number of people who are dependent on the industry?
It's approaching about 200,000. So it's a very big workforce, and it's one of the highest paying, highest quality workforces you can imagine. Just by example, and this is up in the Phoenix area, but Intel employs about 11,000 people in the Chandler area, and their average wage, including benefits, is about $151,000. So these are really, really good jobs.
How's the legislative agenda looking for you?
Well, we're very active this session. We've got three bills that we're leading on. One is to extend the enhancements that we made in 2008 and again in 2017 to the research and development tax credit, making it the best in the nation. It's actually a 24% credit on your first $2.5 million and 15% on anything that exceeds that. I'm very pleased to say that that bill, House Bill 2771, is on the governor's desk. So we have been sending him texts and emails and letters asking him to sign that bill, and we believe he will. Also, the Desert Angels are very active in the Tucson area. One of the reasons why is because of the Angel Investment Tax Credit. It's due to sunset in 2021. So we have a bill, House Bill 2409, that is just has to get through the House and back over to the Senate and then up to the governor's desk. We're hoping that happens before the budget negotiations end. We thought it might be up there by now, but hopefully before the end of the week. And that's so important because it incents investors to invest in early stage technology companies. It gives them up to a 35% tax credit on their state income tax for that investment. And Curtis Gunn, who used to run the Desert Angels, told me when it briefly went away for about 18 months, I think it was around 2016, they lost 40% of their investors.
Wow.
So it really is getting people off the sidelines to make these investments. So we're trying to extend it for another 10 years.
Steve Ziles, I was just going to tell our listeners, we're speaking with Steve Zylstra, President and CEO of the Arizona Technology Council. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry to interrupt you.
Well, one last priority we're working on. STEM is so important to the future of our state and the technology workforce, science, technology, engineering, and math. So we have an appropriations bill that would provide $3 million a year for 5 years to provide STEM funding to rural, semi-rural, and urban areas. Those are areas that don't have all the same resources that, for instance, a lot of the suburban school systems have. And a lot of regions don't even have broadband, and it's difficult to deliver STEM if you don't have broadband. Fortunately, the governor has an initiative, $10 million to connect broadband to some of the rural areas, and $56 million, I think, to put conduit in our highways to leverage for the providers. So we think STEM is critically important to build the next generation of workforce for the tech industry, and we're strongly supporting that initiative.
Yeah, I want to bring up one final thought, Steve, and I think now with what's going on with this supply line, with getting, we're so dependent on China with 97% of our antibiotics coming from there, you're going to see a complete, I believe, a rethinking here of the whole big pharma coming back to the United States. That can do nothing but help the Arizona technology, what you're doing and what high tech here in Southern Arizona.
Well, I think there's going to be a number of implications from the coronavirus, even though it hasn't hit us very hard here in Arizona. What do we have, 7.2 million people and then only 9 people are affected, but
right.
I think the problem is globally, people are shutting down, countries are shutting their doors. We're now shutting our door to Europe or vice versa, and it affects global supply chains. So, that can have a negative impact, and as you point out, there can be all kinds of positive impacts too. People might start rethinking their supply chains, not expecting that this kind of a pandemic can impact them as much as it is. So I think we're all going to learn lessons from this experience and hopefully be better for it in the end. The good news is it will pass. There's a lot of hysteria out there right now.
Right.
Well, South Korea, China, and Japan are on the decline. We're still on the rise. So we have to be careful, cautious, do some prudent things to protect ourselves.
All right. We'll leave it in that a positive note. Steve Zylstra, the president and CEO of the Arizona Technology Council. Steve, would you like to give your website for the council, please?
Yes, aztechcouncil.org. Love to have anybody connect with us.
All right. And for folks wanting more information, and I hope they do, suncorridorinc.com. Steve, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Bill, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. That'll do it for our CEO interview series brought to you by Sun Corridor, Inc. Coming up next on the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, let's get a TUSD update from board member Layla Counts, and she will be with us on the live line right after we take a break. Be right back.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA Board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio as we press on to 1 o'clock, about 10 minutes before 1 right now. Man, after the week we've had here, all this craziness going on, maybe it'd be a good time just to jump in the car, head east about 3 hours, take a left at Lordsburg, and then just head up to Silver City and, like, drop out, kick back, and just enjoy the environment for a day or two or more, just to kind of get away from it all and realize that life is going on in the United States. southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and all sorts of ideas of how to recreate in that part of the land of enchantment, Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. All right, let's go on the live line. Layla counts. Layla is a member of the five members who are on the TUSD Governing Board, Tucson Unified School District. Layla, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing well. We've got, what, three of the five board members are going to, will be changing. The three of the five who are incumbents have decided not to stand for re-election. You got a really big change coming, correct?
Right, we do.
How's it going for you on the board?
So far, so good. It's been kind of a lot of changes that have happened since Mark Stegman resigned, and we got Bill Burke, who will not be running again. He's just helping us get through this time right now since he has experience on the board. Rachel Sedgwick having moved to Jamaica temporarily, I hope. So it's been interesting work, but overall it's going really well.
Yeah, and then Crystal Foster, the president of the governing board, longtime board member, announcing she is not going to be standing for re-election. Just curious, Layla, how is the telecommuting going for the board member Rachel Sedgwick calling in from Montego Bay or wherever she is in on the island of Jamaica? How's that going? I mean,
She wasn't at our last meeting. I'm not sure if she was disconnected or just never able to connect. She was at our first planning meeting, basically. Since she's been in Jamaica, she was at our first meeting that we had, but not this Tuesday.
Hmm. All right. What are the plans now for, are the schools within TUSD going to, you've got what, spring break beginning at the end of this week,
tomorrow.
Right? Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? U of A decided when they come back from spring break, after a couple of days shut down, they delayed spring break or extended it or whatever.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen at TUSD about closing? Are schools going to close?
Right. So we are closed tomorrow and then for the entire following week. I did just text Dr. Trujillo, our superintendent, about 10 minutes ago, asking if we have any plans or at least start to think about contingency plans, and making the suggestion, I think it might be a good idea if we are able to extend spring break, maybe just for a couple more days. I think there's so much that's happening so quickly with the coronavirus, and it's especially complicated for schools, where so many of our kids, literally thousands of our kids, receive their one hot meal for the day there, receive laundry services for a lot of our youth on their own and homeless kids. So it's an extra layer of complexity when we're talking about a K-12 school system having to be shut down. But there's so much that I think is coming out that was previously unknown or possibly even ignored, and not by TUSD, but kind of on a national level, that I think people really don't know what's going to happen or what the best course of action is right now. And I'm always of the school of thought that it's best to have a plan A, plan B, and plan C. So I am asking those questions. But again, it was just 10 minutes ago I texted our superintendent, so don't have the answer yet for you. I'm sorry.
Well, he has talked to us in the, I think we had him on a week or so ago. And at that point, he was saying schools will be continuing unless ordered to close by the public health department. That was kind of the thinking then, but things have been changing so fast. What about what about teaching now? Are the kids asking questions about this? What's going on? You're a teacher.
Yeah, I'm a teacher of adults, though.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
not
maybe
in the
adults. I'm sure the adults are asking, this adult's asking, what's going on? We're all asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you my kids are really concerned about it. I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and as concerned as little children can be. And we're trying to, you know, protect them, but at the same time, teach them to be precautious and, you know, how to properly wash their hands. And my daughter was a thumb sucker up until about a week ago. We've been trying to break her of it for almost 2 years. But
how,
it was only the
how old?
Coronavirus. She's 5.
How old is she?
Coronavirus. She's 5. So finally, just talking to her about the seriousness of transferring germs to not only her father and I, but to her grandparents and cousins that are medically fragile, and it kind of sunk in. So now she's really trying to. So it seems like a small change, but you know, it's something we've been working on for 2 years. So in a way, I'm kind of happy that she's been able to break that really bad habit.
There's a little bit of a silver lining, right?
Yeah.
So
like, we really, really need to be safe and keep all the people we love safe. So let's make sure we're not sticking germs in our mouth.
What's the big item that still needs to be taken care of this school year, Layla? The sex ed thing, is that still hanging out there?
Yeah, so we are going to be bringing the sex ed revised curriculum back for a vote in the spring. And I think that's going to go a lot smoother this time. I don't think that there's going to be as many fears or misinformation out there. Our administration has done a really good job of being transparent and having parent forums and parent education around the curriculum, and we're going to keep on that and continue that work. And our own administration has been aligning it with some of the current standards and curriculum so that it is similar to the curriculum for other subjects that we already have in play at TUSD. So it should be a smooth rollout and hopefully not the waves that were created last time.
If this with three board members leaving, you could actually be in line to become board president when all the dust settles and we get through this. Boy, it's only only the middle of March. It feels like
I know.
It feels like 2020 has been like this year from you know what. I mean,
it really has been.
I'm happy I'm not
president now. I can
tell
you that. I think this is a really tough time. And it's always hard work to be on the board, but I love it. And but I think it's going to be a tough year. And, you know, not to be alarmist, but I do think the coronavirus is going to throw us for a loop. And that kind of uncertainty is really, really hard for a school district. So,
it really is.
I'm confident with Crystal Foster as our president and my fellow board members and Dr. Trujillo at the helm. I think everything will be as good as it can be.
All right, Layla, hang in there. And that's my advice to not only you, but everybody listening. Hang in
there. Of course.
All right. Layla Counts, TUSD board member. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Dave Ramsey, his show about money, he's very positive always. It's always good to listen to him. What does he say about Wall Street? He says it's a bargain basement sale right now. the blue light special or something going on Wall Street. Anyway, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Tom Fairbanks, thanks, Tom, for your efforts on the other side of the glass. That's going to do it for our show today. Back with you tomorrow, and hope you have a great afternoon.